Regular listeners to the show have probably heard a spotlight session before. They're a chance for local artists to perform music in our studio and to talk about both why and how they do what they do. But recently, recording engineer Jim Blackwood decided to try something new. For years, he'd noticed the unique acoustics of the five-story stairwell that's right outside his studio door. He decided to try recording musicians in the stairwell's space. It's a little confined, but it's reverb-rich. And next, we'll hear the results. For more than two decades, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Joe Pena has been the frontman of Tucson band Greyhound Soul. Lately, he's also been playing with the Sundowners and working on a new solo album. The album will include versions of some of the songs that you'll hear next in this, our first stairwell session. I'll also talk with Joe Pena about his personal take on the blues. About a time when you really first remember hearing the blues.
I think it was back home, Texas. Dad was always playing the blues. It was always on the radio or on like some kind of, you know, record or something in the house, you know. When I was little, probably before I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think it made an imprint on you, though?
Oh, definitely. For years, I didn't want to like the blues. For many years, I thought, you know, I liked The Cure, you know, I liked stuff that, you know, that was different.
It was popular.
Yeah, that was popular, I guess, you know, and me and my buddies, you know, we wore eyeliner. We were cool. you know, we played in bands, you know, wanted to be like those guys or whatever, but, you know, once I started playing guitar, you know, I wanted to play the blues. You know, that's all I wanted to do, blues, country blues.
Do you think when you started playing yourself, it maybe gave you the confidence to dig a little deeper musically?
I don't know that there's any confidence at all in doing what I do and how I do it or whatever.
That's interesting.
It's just something I do. But you know, I don't know. And I wanna have, let me home.
In some of the songs that you chose to play for us, it seemed like there was a lot of loss in the songs, a lot of kind of ruminations on that feeling, wanting.
Yeah.
What comes first for you when you're writing a tune, do you think, the music or the lyrics?
They both come at the same time, usually, and it happens really fast, you know, with the songs. With the ones that I seem to like to play, you know, and anytime I've ever worked on a song, it just felt like I was trying too hard, but sometimes they just come right out, you know, from beginning to end. and you know, go years without writing a song, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's something going on, whatever the hell, you just need to get it out and just play your guitar, and stuff just starts coming out, you know.
How do you know when you got a song, though?
When you're sitting there bawling your eyes out and you're done playing it. That's what I know. That's got to be a good one, man.
So those emotions that you're singing about, you really have to feel them first, huh, to get there in terms of creating it as a song.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of what I've always done. I mean, how it's always worked for me. That's all I got, you know. I don't really do anything else, you know. I mean, to vent, you know. Say about it. It's just something that came. It's kind of old and new, actually. One that I started years ago and then just finished it recently because I just didn't have whatever I needed for it and whatever's, you know.
Is that how it works for you, though? That sometimes these songs are kind of like old friends? They come back, you read.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Reconfigure them?
Oh, no, I don't reconfigure. I usually don't ever do that, but. This one totally applied to what's happening in my life right now. So every 5 years or 6 years, I go through something that makes me write some songs that I need, you know, whatever. It's called something. It's like a behavior that you do over and over again. What is that? Like
the word that I thought of, Joe, was catharsis. That you, every now and then you need this. You need this kind of catharsis, or you build up a pressure.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm not. When you think that you've changed and you can hopefully like not ever have to write sad love songs, lost songs, or you know songs like that ever again, you know. And I kind of feel like if you're not right, for me, if I'm not coming up with songs, then I'm happy. I'm doing pretty good. Then I must be, you know, I must be like, I don't need to, you know, I just don't need to, and I won't, you know, and I'm okay with that, man. But that's the only time it really ever happens for me, man. It is cathartic.
Wasted all the time, ain't nothing to see here. There ain't no one better than you for me. I close this place all the time. They always chase me out. I got nowhere I can go. Here's the only place. I shine. Wasted years and years, hoping I'd see you, my dear. Gone miles and miles, so high. Waited through the beers, pretending I'm sitting with you here. Gone miles and miles, so high. Falling all the time, running on rotten heels. Oh, the chances I take to make it through the deals. Shaking all the time, the only thing so sweet is you burning on my mind, through me all the time. Wasted years and years, hoping I'd see you, my dear. Gone miles and miles, so high. Waited through the tears, pretending I'm laughing with you here. Gone miles and miles, so high.
I really connected to the kind of the loss and the regret that was in that song that you played. What's the name of that tune?
Miles and Miles. My grandfather owned a bar when we were kids in Texas, and there was this old dude that used to come into the bar, and he would just yell, laugh, whatever, to the stool next. No one would ever sit next to him. You know, he'd be right there at the bar, old dude. And you know, he'd just be going nuts over there, you know. And I asked my grandpa, who is he talking to? He goes, oh, he's talking to the wife. She's dead. Really? I'm a kid. You know, he tells me this stuff. I never forgot it.
That's heavy, huh?
Yeah, I never forgot it. So this song, kind of between whatever it is that I was thinking about was going to happen to me, reminded me of him.
Do you think it's easier to love somebody sometimes when they're not there?
I think you want them more by when they're not there. I don't know what you mean by that, because that can mean a few things, you know, like when they're not there because they don't love you back, when they're not there because they're just not in the house. You know, which one are you talking about?
They're not there because they're wasted.
Wait, what do you mean by that? What are you talking about?
I think I meant all of the above. Joe, you got to be a little bit of a guinea pig for this recording setup that we used tonight, mm-hmm. You know? So what were your impressions of playing in the stairs here?
Amazing, amazing. I couldn't believe how it sounded. It just blew me away. I can't wait to hear other people do it, you know, and they're just going to be blown away. It just sounds amazing in there. As soon as I took my guitar out, man, and just touched it, I could tell it's going to be awesome.
That's singer, songwriter, and guitarist Joe Pena performing Under the Stairs outside the Arizona Public Media Radio Studio. The music for this stairwell session was recorded and mixed by Jim Blackwood, with assistance from Jameson Waddell. You can listen to the complete performance on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.